Travis Sparks here with FEM head coach Brett Hefner after the 28-0 victory over Mattoon. And you guys played great defensively. You guys got a shutout tonight.
Yeah, defense took us a little bit to get going. First couple series had to make a few adjustments, but after that, yeah, defensively played very, very well. Super happy for those guys, and great to get a shutout.
Yeah, and then also another person you got to be happy for is Nate Thompson. He had a good game. Parker Wolf did as well. We'll talk about him here in a second. But the passing attack was really working tonight, especially, you know, since it was kind of slow going in the first couple weeks.
Yeah, and we thought that and knew it was just going to take some time to get going. But, you know, happy for him. Happy for all those guys to get going. And you know, Nate's going to keep getting better each week. Just stinks that we only got 3 weeks left, but
right.
Happy for him.
And then Parker Wolf had a great game. We gave him the player of the game because not only did it, used him offensively, and also he got another interception as well. So he had a great game tonight.
Yeah, and you know, it's nice to, you know, we talk about all the time, okay, people want to double Tristan and do that. Well, we got other guys that can make plays.
Yeah.
They just got to make plays, and we're fortunate. We're fortunate from that standpoint, but I was happy he was able to get some things done offensively.
And also, you forced a couple of turnovers in the game as well. You had a fumble and a couple of interceptions, but besides Parker as well. So, again, the defense causing some real turnovers there.
Yeah, and that's something that we practice and something we work on. You know, so it's great to see that carry over into the game and something that we're going to need the next few weeks if we're going to keep winning.
All right, you got a couple of big games coming up. You return home next Friday night against Taylorville to start a tough two-week stretch here.
Yeah, and you start each season. You hope you can get to this point where you're 3-0 and you got your two biggest rivals coming in playing at home. You know, so we got Taylorville next week. That's a big rival, so we got to take care of business there. Worry about that one first.
All right, Coach, thanks. Thanks for joining me, and good luck next Friday, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.